Good morning. It is Sunday the 21st, and we're coming back with another parlay after a winning day for the show yesterday. It was a woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of day, but we don't want to make it sound depressing. We still want a unit. We had three plays on there, which is unusual, and one of the plays was not even a parlay. Again, parlays is not the dominant play that we use. Again, all of our plays are at the score projections page at patreon.com. For the show, we're doing parlays. And so we had two parlays. We liked the Islanders and under. So we had Islanders plus 1.5 and under 7.5. We had Islanders plus 2.5 and the game under 6.5. They lost 3-1. So we won. That one was a minus 105. So we won half unit. And the other one was plus 100. So we lost exactly half unit. So that was an absolute 100% push. But then we had Boston to win for a full unit at minus 130. And they won easily for a full unit of profit. So the show episode was a unit of profit. And that's actually 5 days in a row that the episodes that the podcast plays have won. Overall, obviously, we lost one game yesterday, but I'm talking about profit for the show. That's 5 days in a row. And that's pretty darn nice. So I don't want to play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game on the New York Islanders bet. The woulda, coulda, shoulda obviously is... pretty much knew we're going to have a low-scoring game, take the whole thing at plus 2.5. But you know what? There's a reason why I took the 7.5 for half of the bet. And that's because you just never know in the playoffs what's going to happen. All right, so today, like I said, we're going to jump back into hockey again. Yeah, I know maybe not everybody wants hockey. You probably want an NBA play. We do have one of those. Plenty of action today, baseball, NBA, and hockey. But we're going to go back to the ice because winning is fine no matter what sport you bet on. So here's what it is. We're going to take the New York Rangers on the money line. So just win. They're playing the Capitals. The Rangers are at home. So just win. Doesn't matter by how much. And then we'll go with Winnipeg. They're hosting the Avalanche. Obviously, the Avalanche are a powerhouse team. They're not quite as good this year as they've been. Sometimes things change in the postseason. But I like Connor Hellebuck and the Winnipeg Jets to at least keep it close. I think they probably win, right? They're at home, and they're formidable. Hellebuck has the ability to just run with this thing. But Winnipeg plus 1.5. So I'll just get to the point. Winnipeg plus 1.5. So you're using the alternate line there. Pair it up together, and you're at minus 120 for one unit. Bet Rivers was the best price. There's a lot of them that are fairly close. But always look for the best price, obviously. You're price shopping. You're either winning more or you're losing less when you get the best price. All right, so the Rangers money line win and the Winnipeg Jets plus 1.5 on the reverse puck line for one unit. I think we're going to get number six here. We are definitely going for number six. I think we're getting number six in a row.